Kenny Fairchild is joining me here. He is the organizer, one of the organizers of Field Day here in Mexico. It's amateur radio, ham radio, right?
Yes, sir. Ham radio is what we're called.
Well, you know, we were talking a little bit about that this morning. What exactly does ham radio stand for, Kenny?
Well, there's several schools of thought. Ham radio is a slang for amateur radio. I've always heard it stood for the first three founders of ham radio, or parts of it, and it was Hertz, Ampere, and Mr. Marconi that we've always heard of. It's also been said to be the name of the first three people that had the first North American amateur radio station at Harvard University, and their name was Hyman, Almay, and Murray. So ham can mean several different things.
Right. Okay, well, that kind of clears that up a little bit. That's interesting. Tell us what's going to be going on here in Mexico. I think it's on Saturday and Sunday, June 25th and 26th, and it's going to take place at Lakeview Park. What goes on Field Day?
Field Day is an annual event where there is over 30,000 amateur radio operators in North America and Canada. We'll get together, and what we do is we try to talk to one another. We're going to be trying to talk anywhere from Puerto Rico to Hawaii to Canada to South Texas, just all over.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. And how long does it take you to set up communications? Because this is kind of important, too. In case there's a storm or a tornado, you guys are really instrumental in getting some messages out to several agencies. How long does it take you to set up an operation to be able to communicate?
We have an emergency communications trailer, and usually when we pull into a site, we may not have the trailer completely set up, but we can be communicating in 30 to 60 minutes. So we can set up in a disaster, tornado, or earthquake, or whatever, in a short period of time to provide communications.
That's pretty amazing. And you were telling me you kind of studied a little bit on the digital side of ham radio, and you're able to send text messages without actually typing it in. Tell me about this.
Okay. I can actually take a computer and a radio, and there's a little box that talks between the two of them, and I can send you a text message. I can send you an email. I can by way of radio, no internet whatsoever. So, and if you have if you have an email address, I can send you a text message.
That's pretty amazing. I like
pretty
that.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, I like that.
A lot of the state and federal organizations use this for communication during disasters.
FEMA, SEMA, you were telling me?
Yes, sir.
Yep, indeed. Now, this is actually going to be a competition here in North America, the Field Day. And tell us what the purpose of the competition is.
Okay. Well, it's fun. We all get together. The camaraderie is amazing. It's challenging. It's fun. But it's also the what it actually represents is a national disaster where we have to communicate with different parts of the world, and that's what we're doing. We're trying to communicate with as many people, you know, and different, you know, there are different styles, different techniques, you know, different antennas, different frequencies. There's a lot of different things we can do to get our message out. And what we do is we communicate, and it's just a real quick here I am, and then they send their information back, and then you try to get as many contacts as you can.
And you've talked to somebody in Hawaii before, from here in Mexico, right?
I've talked, New York to Hawaii, Alaska to Florida.
Yeah.
During Field Day, everybody's on. So, like I say, there's over 30,000 of us. So
right.
The airwaves get pretty jammed up. But you can talk anywhere you want. It just takes time.
Yeah.
Patience.
Absolutely. Now, if people want to learn more about this, you actually have a group here in Mexico, Audrain Emergency. Tell us about this. What's the name of your group?
Okay. I'm president of Audrain Emergency Communications Incorporated.
Okay.
There's about 25 of us in the club right now. And if anyone's interested, we will be setting up our trailer for Field Day, Lakeview Park, Saturday morning. We'll have some signs out, and if anybody is interested in amateur radio or just wants to come by and see the equipment, please come by. Please come by. We're welcoming all guests. Come by and see. Stick your head in the trailer and see what it's all about.
I heard you eat at 5 o'clock. That's what had me interested.
Yeah, we're going to eat at 5 o'clock.
Okay, so. All right. That'll be great. Well, I want to wish you the best of luck. This will happen Saturday, and then it'll conclude on Sunday. What time on Sunday?
It starts at noon Saturday, and it'll conclude about noon Sunday.
About 24 hours.
24 hours nonstop. It's a long day.